Okay, so it's Mary Long back again for Subculture. I'm at the Garage now, and I'm with the band Dumbjaw, who are playing later on tonight at the Garage. Okay, so hello Dumbjaw.
Hey, how you doing?
Yep, good. So you're like a fairly newish band, I think?
We've been around for about 3 years.
Okay, yeah. And how did you all get together and meet initially?
I moved to London in 2009. I've been trying to put a band together for a little while, but I had a cardiac arrest and died. And then after that, I was like, it's now or never. And I met this guy on Gumtree, and we started writing a few songs. And then we had an incarnation of the band with a guy called Jamie from the UK Subs. And then it's kind of changed a little bit ever since, like, kind of because people are busy and musicians do other things.
Right, so you physically died, and then you met someone on Gumtree.
Yeah. And we started writing songs together.
Yeah.
But it's mainly me, like, just recording stuff in the studio on my own.
Okay.
It's pretty much the crux of it, but I've got these guys
okay.
that I've met through various people in Camden
yeah.
and stuff, and now we're a unit of 5 people.
So are you local from around here?
No, I was born in Brighton.
In Brighton, okay.
But I live in Camden.
You live in Camden.
And Andreas is Swedish and he lives in Archway.
Yep.
Graham's Liverpudlian and he lives in South London. And Glenn, I'm not sure.
So it's quite a wide range of
Oh, and Max, the new drummer, lives in Reading, I think.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. So as Dumbjaw, where did you come up with that name? Was it hard finding a name that no one else had already taken?
Not really. I just kind of nicked it from a band I'm very fond of. There's a record producer called Dee Sardi.
Yeah.
And he had a band in the 90s called Bark Market, and they had a song called Dumbjaw, and I liked it. So I thought I'd use it. Pretty
so
cliche way of getting a band name, but...
So it has musical origins?
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And you've already had a couple of singles out, is that right?
Yeah, we've had 2 singles out. We had one out in December, and we just released one on May the 11th. And we've got a third one coming in a couple of months.
Okay. And the sound that I've heard so far seems like a bit sort of grungy, rocky kind of sound. But how would you describe your sound?
It's just snotty, I think. Just snotty and rebellious. There's a lot of anger and snottiness in it.
Where does that come from?
Me, mainly.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like resentment and that kind of stuff. You know, you've got to channel it somehow, I guess, right?
And it all comes out in the music.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
Either that or it'd be a really bad artist, like really crap paintings or something.
Okay, so obviously you're at the Garage tonight and you've played here before,
yeah.
But what's been your best gig so far?
Probably we did a Converse gig a couple of years ago at the 100 Club, playing with the UK Subs and Discharge and like a load of really old school punk bands.
Yeah.
That was really good. It was round. We got a really good response. Got some free shoes as well. So it was
free shoes is always worth it.
But it was a really good response.
And
it kind of got us a little bit of attention, which was cool.
Yeah.
So it was a really good gig.
Excellent. And what about the worst thing that you've had so far? Have you got any bad experiences you can talk about?
A fair few.
Yeah.
I mean, probably too many for me to pick out any one, to be honest. It's London. It's it's kind of
it's tough.
Full of how should we say? Full of I don't know venues that think they're something maybe they're not. I don't know. But
okay.
This is their first thing.
So what's up next for Dumbjaw then?
Just released our second single, we'll see how that goes. Currently mixing the third single, then we're going to start making a video in a couple of weeks, see how that goes. Working on a record at the moment, trying to get some more gigs, but we're kind of laying off that a bit.
Have you been any festivals at all?
Not this year. We had to re-recruit a drummer.
We
lost a couple of members earlier on. Due to musical differences, I guess, either that or they were just not into it, whatever. We'll get there.
So for tonight's gig, what are you most looking forward to?
Just playing, just letting it out. We haven't done it for quite a while. We've got a new drummer, so it'd just be nice to see what it comes out like.
Yeah.
Just let rip, I guess, and see what comes out.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks very much for talking to me, and I look forward to hearing more about Dumbjaw and finding out a bit more at the gig tonight. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you.
Thanks.